Welcome to the Soul Winning Motivator Broadcast with Daniel White III. My name is Danita Evangeline White, and I am the second oldest daughter of Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White III encourages us to keep the soul winner's fire by spreading the good news of Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Soul Winning Motivator Podcast number 140. As always, it is so good to be with you today, to challenge you, to encourage you, to exhort you, and yes, even motivate you to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ right where you are to those who are not believers in Christ. Even though we will share some instructions on how to witness for the Lord from time to time, we believe that most Christians do not need to learn how to witness for the Lord. They just need to go and do it. So our aim is more motivational than instructional. Our soul winning passage from the Word of God today is Romans 10:1, which reads, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." Allow me to share with you some insights regarding this scripture, a passage from the expository notes of Dr. Thomas Constable. This periscope opens with Paul returning to his feelings of compassionate concern for his fellow Israelites' salvation. Mention of their deliberate rejection of Christ evidently triggered this emotional expression. Our soul-winning quote today is from Dr. David Jeremiah. He said, "Evangelism was not a program in the Jerusalem church. It was a way of life. The believers' lives and behaviors created such favor with the population of Jerusalem that people were drawn to the Lord." Our soul winning devotional is part 5 of our series titled "The Master Plan of Evangelism" from Robert E. Coleman. And I want to remind you, beloved, to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of this book, "The Master Plan of Evangelism." It is available on our website for just $35. Not neglecting the masses. It would be wrong, however, to assume on the basis of what has here been emphasized that Jesus neglected the masses. Such was not the case. Jesus did all that any man could be asked to do and more to reach the multitudes. The first thing he did when he started his ministry was to identify himself bodily with the great mass revival movement of his day by baptism at the hands of John. The first thing he did when he started his ministry was to identify himself boldly, rather, with the great mass revival movement of his day by baptism at the hands of John. And he later went out of his way to praise this work of the great prophet. He continuously preached to the crowds that followed his miracle-working ministry. He taught them, he fed them when they were hungry. He healed their sick and cast out demons among them. He blessed their children. Sometimes the whole day would be spent ministering to their needs, even to the extent that he had no leisure so much as to eat. In every way possible, Jesus manifested to the masses of humanity a genuine concern. These were the people whom he came to save. He loved them, wept over them, and finally died to save them from their sin. No one could think that Jesus shirked mass evangelism. Beloved, in our next podcast, we will look at selection, if you will, multitudes aroused. Let's pray. Holy Father God, make us to be the witnesses and the wise soul winners you want us to be. Lord, give us once again that burden for lost souls that you gave us when we first got saved. Revive us again. Help us all to get back to our first love, our first fervor, our first fire, to witness to everything that moves and breathes. Every creature, open blinded eyes, unstop deaf ears, and save their souls from sin and from hell. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, may I lovingly encourage you to get to know him today. May I lovingly encourage you to be saved today. Allow me to show you how. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, and so have I. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die physically because of sin, disobedience. And we die spiritually because of sin if we don't trust Christ as Savior and go to a place called hell to suffer the consequences forever. Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, this is bad news. I agree. But here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, keep the soul winners fire. God bless you.